And now for a brief message from our sponsors.
Just kidding.
Money.
This is Party 93.4,
your commercial-free station.
Hey, you guys. This is your host again, Kimberly Carlisle, right here on Lipstick Radio, Party93.4.com and 94.9 FM in the Hudson Valley. Hey, listen, this is a special two-hour show for you today. And now you have listened to the first half, so get ready for the second half. The second half, we have the wonderful, the one and only, the bad, Bad Guy Fly right here in Lipstick Radio Studios. So, you know what? And that is him in the background with his Hey Love track. And you're going to hear a lot of other tracks of his. And you're going to hear his insight, what he's been doing, what he's been up to, all that great stuff. So keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. And you know what? Hit us up on Twitter. You got a question? Hit him up at Bad Guy Fly and also at Lipstick Radio. You know what to do. Hang in there, and we'll be right back. And these are California days. I am not a thug, it's just my California ways. Yeah, your friends say you
getting played. They've been jealous since the day I first waved, and I said, hey, love. Hey, what's up? This is Bad Guy Fly, and you're listening live right now with the lovely Miss Kimberly Carlisle, live on Lipstick Radio, Party 93.4. Turn up.
This is Party 93.4.
You enjoy listening to great music. We enjoy playing great music.
Message terminated.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Lipstick Radio. I'm your host, Kimberly Carlisle, and you will be with me for this next hour right here on Party 93.4 and 94.9 FM in the Hudson Valley, New York. Hey, listen, today's a special day because I have a special guest here in the studio with me that goes by the name of Bad Guy Fly, and we're going to go through his history, we're going to go through his music, and you're going to find out exactly why myself, as well as many others, really, really enjoy his music and his personality. So without further ado, we're going to talk about Mr. Bad Guy Fly. He is an independent artist from South Central LA. He owns his own record label, Dark Side West, and he has some great hits from the past, which is Drink and Party, Hey Love, and Superman is Alive. You know, too bad the new Superman movie didn't have that, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, without any further ado, we're going to talk to him and see what's up. So how are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. Actually, I'm home in L.A. for the first time in a long time. Of course, it's for business, not pleasure, but there's always pleasure involved. But I'm feeling great. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm excited to have you because, you know, I've been, you know, for those of you who've been listening to Lipstick Radio for like the last 5 years, you've heard Hey Love and Click on my show. And I always love those two songs. So we're going to go into Mr. Bad Guy Fly and find out who he really is, where he's from, and, you know, how it was growing up, how he got started. So give me a little bit of backstory on you.
I'm from L.A., started from the bottom. Now I'm here. You know, I'm a Dorsey Don. I'm actually from South Central Los Angeles, Jefferson and Fifth Ave. I grew up rolling down Crenshaw on my weekends, you know, hanging out, getting involved in everything that's a part of L.A., including, you know, the Hollywood scene, the entertainment atmosphere. And now I'm trying to make some money off of it, you know?
Money's good. Money's good. You know, and I know that that's hard sometimes as independent artists. But on the flip side, though, when people are with major labels, it's like, okay, you get all the glitz and glam, you get all the promos, and you get the marketing, you know, but, you know, people are surprised. I guess some people are not that surprised anymore, because think about TLC, you know, look how great they were, and they didn't get any money. So, you know, but independent artists, it is kind of hard for them, but then again, it's easier to market simply because we have the wonderful internet.
Definitely.
So how have you been using the internet to make that happen for you?
Well, first off, like the day and age that we're in right now, the internet has been my biggest, or my best friend, actually, because in an artist like TLC's time, there wasn't like some shrine or some big building you can walk into to learn the game, you know. But in my era, we can just Google, what is a record deal? What does a contract consist of? What is a good deal? What's a bad deal? Who's shady in the industry? All these things are right there at your fingertips. And a lot of these artists, you know, a lot of artists that are on right now that you hear on the radio came up from the MySpace days. These were the guys that took advantage of being able to sit there and reach millions of people. They would find someone with a million fans, like let's say Tila Tequila, and they'd hit every single Tila Tequila fan with their music. I mean, of course, you know how people are. Some people like it, some people don't. But out of a million people, you're definitely going to find some fans. And with that being said, that's the advantage we have nowadays. And I'm taking advantage of that myself. Twitter was was the best thing to come around. People fell in love with my personality and allowed me to grow, and it enlarged my network so that now I have thousands of people that are at my fingertips because of social media. And that opportunity exists for everybody. So if you take advantage of it, it's nothing to go get a business license. It's nothing to, you know, meet with the people at iTunes. It's nothing to book a concert, invite your fans out, because now they can see you every day and they want to see you.
Absolutely, they do. And you get a lot of hits on Twitter, I've noticed. He gets a lot of mentions, and we've been mentioning him too. But yeah, he gets a lot of mentions. And then too, with the internet, you know, some crazy people out there, oh my goodness, that will send you things that you don't want. Like, you know what? That's another show. I won't even tell you. I won't even tell you what they've been sending me. But but anyway, but with that, the internet is so great for that, though. It's almost like you have your own, like you said, you have your own record label, Dark Side West. And then also, you know, it's almost like you have your own, I don't know, like your own Capitol Records building. You know what I mean? Because you're running everything on your own, on your time, on your terms, and not having to split any proceeds that you get with anybody who says, okay, well, if you do a ketchup commercial, we're going to take 33% of that. And if you do this, we're going to take 33% of that. And pretty soon you're left with 1%. And what's that?
Well, like, okay, artists today with the internet, like, I'm going to give a big shout out to, TuneCore. TuneCore, CD Baby, Discmakers, they've been very instrumental in my career with their weekly emails. You know, they break down the game. They tell you where you can go obtain other information. And when you look at it and you break down how someone, since we did use TLC earlier, and you look at how their contract was structured, and then you look at the way you would structure your own contract, it's mind-boggling that people, no disrespect to these artists, because this is how the game was given to them back in the day, but it's crazy that somebody would sign these deals. You know, like nowadays, I own everything. I give up a very small percentage to iTunes, and then from there, we're breaking up the pie, me and my team. The internet, I haven't seen my producer. I think I had a pajama jam like 2 years ago, and he came and DJed. Now, other than that, because of the internet, this man lives across the country, yet we're able to correspond on a regular basis and still make moves. You know, things like that are just amazing. You couldn't do that back in the day. You know, I don't know how they were even getting in contact and setting the meetings before technology came about and brought telephones.
You know? Yeah, it was different. It was totally different, and money was being spent big time, because think about it. Anytime you wanted a meeting, you'd have to fly out, you know, versus, oh, let's Skype. Let's do this. You know, it's just totally different. So, you know, we're going to stop right now, and we're going to listen to one of his tracks that I, you know, too bad that, you know, Superman, you know, Man of Steel is out. So too bad they couldn't get a hold of this. But, you know, maybe they can play it at after party. I don't know. But we're going to listen to Superman Alive, and we'll be right back with Mr. Bad Guy Fly, and we'll talk about how that song came about. Don't go anywhere.
Party 93.4, keeping you moving during the workday with an eclectic mix of music and personalities.
What's that supposed to be? Some kind of sick joke?
Party 93.4.
Hustler.
Today, residents of the Los Angeles South Central section have reported sightings of a man flying overhead. Although the man's identity has still not been confirmed, some say that it might be Superman.
Yo, I seen a man in the skies from LA to the 305, and it wasn't Batman, he don't be that high. And I seen it with my very own eyes. Wasn't Spider-Man, cause that don't fly. Brand new cape, brand new shoes. Stepping out the booth like a brand new dude. On his way to the 562, Superman just flew. Yo, and he had a chick, she was super thick, helping fight crime in a souped up whip. I seen him on the shore, I was like, yo, this girl probably gonna get jacked for the whip. And it was a fucking full clip. Superman, they flinched. He just came
Yo, so put your hands in the sky, Superman is alive. Yeah. Got a kryptonite, but he just won't die. No. Need my help when the city on fire. Just so fresh that I might as well fly. Brand new cake, yeah. Brand new shoes. Yeah. Stepping out the booth like a brand new dude. On my way to the 702, and you know I flew. Yeah, yo, I was lit like a fuse in the middle of a bachelor cruise. With an actress just about to do what it do. She was showing me her tattoos. Yeah. She part-time model in the new. Then I got a call, yeah. Right on cue. So I picked up like, yo, what it do? That's when the homies start yelling out news. I was so confused. What? But when I hit channel one, they were saying that the battle would come. Mr. Darkside came for the city and won. And the superhero was dead, yeah. White folks run around yelling, go red. Grab my cake, can't lace my shoes. Step into the booth like an Xbox 2, yeah. Yo, baby girl, I'll be back in a few. Yo, so put your hands in the sky, Superman is alive. Yeah. Got a kryptonite, but he just won't die. Yeah. Need my help when the city on fire. Yeah. Just so fresh that I might as well fly. Brand new cake, yeah. Brand new shoes. Stepping out the booth like a brand new dude. On my way to the 702, and you know I flew. Yo, so to the place of his death, I was flying with the speed of a jet. And I landed right in the heart of the west. Yeah. Where they keep kryptonite on deck. Till they realize Superman, no threat. No. Seen them shoes. No super dude, I was so confused. Yeah. But I wouldn't finna let him put me on the news. And you know I flew.
Yo, for real.
Cause live on channel 9, he had taken out the 405. It was Mr. Darkside under LA skies. And they yelled out, bro, yay, why? Didn't you come help save our lives? Put it like this. Like I'm from the tribe. Don't fight crime, even though we all fly. Plus, if you look into my bloodline, it's Mr. Darkside.
Dark,
yo,
tribe.
So put your hands in the sky, Superman is alive. But he just won't die. Need my help when the city on fire. Just so fresh that I might as well fly. Brand new cake, brand new shoes. Stepping out the booth like a brand new dude. On my way to the 702, and you know I flew.
That's what it sound like in the super whip. That's what the beat sound like.
You're listening to Lipstick Radio. I'm your host, Kimberly Carlisle, right here on Party 93.4 and 94.9 FM in the Hudson Valley. I'm in the studio with Mr. Bad Guy Fly, and you just got through listening to Superman Alive. And we are so lucky to have him right now in our studio. And we're going to talk to him about how that song came about. So tell us how that song came about, Superman Alive. What's it about?
You know, Superman... Superman actually isn't one of my favorite superheroes. I'm actually big on Batman. I like Spider-Man. You know, I don't really like Peter Parker too much because, you know, he was a chump sometimes. You know, man up. You know, you Spider-Man. Do you know what you could do to this man? But Batman, you know, Bruce Wayne had that swagger about him. So when I heard the beat, you know, it sounded real comic bookish. And I thought about all the characters, you know, we all grew up watching. And I thought about how Superman's never defeated. And, you know, with my name being Bad Guy Fly, it was like, it was only right that I wrote it to where, you know, Superman wasn't winning. You know, I say in the song, you know, and I dress so fresh that I might as well fly. And it's like me helping Superman, him needing me. It's like elevating myself to a status beyond that of a superhero. It's kind of, I guess you say, ego stroking.
Well, it's nothing wrong with that. And honestly, I mean, aren't most of the rap songs ego stroking? You know, I'm just saying. But no, I love that beat, and it was very clever. And that's the thing too, I get a lot of comments about your rap style, and everyone loves it. Everyone says, gosh, he's got swag, he's got this, you know. It's like, and that's cool, because you know, you get the DMXs, they screaming and yelling at you, kind of like Teddy Pendergrass back in the day. You know, because the comedian is like, yeah, he's scared of women into taking their panties off, you know. But, you know, but it does take You know, and people have to stop and realize that, because, you know, what's funny is everybody thinks that they can be a rapper.
Oh, my God.
Everybody thinks, I can rap, I can rap. You know what? Some people do have some great writing skills.
Yeah.
Quit. Most of y'all should just quit. I'm going to be honest with you. There's a small window of opportunity that lies in this game, and we're not all going to fit in it. And for the, you know what? After high school, a lot of people knew they're not going to be NBA players. They knew they weren't going to make it to the NFL or whatever their dream was. And a lot of those people just decided to jump into the rap industry. And I'm sorry, but it's not for everybody. You know, I realize I'm only 5'10", right? You know, I'm not dunking like Kobe. I can't shoot like Kobe. You know what? Damn it. I'm not Kobe. Excuse my language, but I'm not Kobe. You know, but I am Bad Guy Fly. I can write. I can rap. I'm a performing artist, so I have to stay in my lane. Just because you have a computer and a little mic and you can download a program and you and your homies, y'all like this club beat. You're not. See, you wouldn't try to be Kendrick Lamar. Because you're like, oh, I can't rap like that. But you're, no offense to Soulja Boy, but you're like, oh, I could be Soulja Boy. I mean, that's good because he's inspirational to a lot of folks, you know? But at the same time, though, there's a window of opportunity he slipped through that's not there for you. So be true to yourself. And if you're a ballerina, go be a ballerina. But this hip-hop is not for everybody.
So that means that the 40-year-old wannabe rapper, he should just hang it up?
You know what? If people are willing to listen, you can rap at 60. But if you drop in your first mixtape at 40, your priorities are messed up. I think you got some kids or something or some bills that need to be paid that hip-hop's not going to help you with.
That's for sure. You know, it's funny. For those of you who know that I avidly watch, what is it, Judge Mathis? Mm-hmm. And there's always some dude on there talking about, you know, she goes, yeah, and he's trying to be a rapper, and he's 47. He's like, but Jed, you know, I'm just saying, it's about to jump off. He's like, yeah, you need to jump off of that.
Right.
Go get some business and pay your child support.
I will say this, though, with all of, if you're listening, all you want to be rappers, like, we all know who's really an artist and who's not. I don't tell people I'm a rapper. I tell people I'm a musician, because there's such a negative connotation that comes with me just stating what my career is, because there's so many of you impersonators. You know, I wouldn't put on a cop uniform and walk the streets and try to police, even if I had good intentions. Still, that's not my lane. I would say, if you're 40 and you're getting ready to be a rapper, you better already have a fan base who's going to show up and rock with you at that show. Otherwise, you're going to get your feelings hurt. And people like you are the reason people screw their face up when I tell them what my career is or what I do with myself, you know, because they know the possibilities are, there's limitations on that, and they feel as if my music is going to suck as yours does. So I'll say, at least if you're going to rap 40, 50, 60, just make sure it's the bomb.
Well, yeah, and you know, your whole fan base, and have them come in on their hover rounds, and you know, they wheelchairs. Oh boy. Well, we're going to get to the next song, Drink and Party. Mm. Now, that sounds like something I'm ready to do, like, right now. So, So we're going to take a listen to Drink and Party. We're going to come back with Bad Guy Fly, and we're going to get the background story on that one, too. So don't go anywhere. Party 93.4.
You're listening to Party 93.4.
Where genre limitations are meant to be busted.
And commercials are an endangered species.
Bad God News, News, News.
Woo! Ooh-wee! Young Lux. I'm Bad God Fly. We gon' party tonight. Yeah, yeah. So we gon' party tonight. Yeah, yeah.
Party, girl. Woo!
I'm in the streets low-key, but when I'm in the club, it's like VIP. Models and bottles on me. Champagne party on everybody. Drink, drink.
play hooky. Had to get a fit before you went to the boogie. Now all I need is an all black hoodie in the middle of the backyard boogie. All night long.
I'm in the streets low key, but when I'm in the club, it's like VIP. Models and bottles on me, champagne party on everybody. Drink and party. Everywhere I go, it's like VIP.
Champagne bottles, rain on me. Shorty mess with me, she down to wet up the beats. Make VIP out of every cup I be. Life for the party, call me the IV.
Shorty's so caged in, you should get freed up.
Ask about a boyfriend, she get amnesia. We ain't even got to talk, shake it like a seizure.
Do a strip teaser,
make me wanna put you. But no violence in a good way. She say, hey, you too cute, but in a way. Think about Tupac, Ziggy and Alizé. Usually I'm club, not today. Hey, you cannot tell me I done had enough. My glass ain't tall enough, and surely ain't wide enough. I took a shot, not for marvelous. Now let's go hit the cut, smoke where they won't bother us.
I'm in the streets low key, but when I'm in the club, it's like VIP. Models and bottles on me, champagne party on everybody. Like drink and party. Everywhere I go, it's like VIP.
Drink and party. Tell me where it's at. Where it's find me in the back. Got the number on the packs. Cause you know when we here, step straight to the VI. Maybe wanna holler at a VI. Swag out. Put your hands up. Hands to the back out. And she look good. Hope she act out. You know me, potty stand on the table. Pop bottles of rosé on the label. Spit it on the dress. Wipe it off with my hand. Call me what you want. Call me when you leave your man. We good.
Drink and party.
Hustle 24. I don't ever have an off day. See me in the streets low key, but I'm turned up. In and out the club late night like a bird. The West Coast life could smoke when we swipe up. Long Beach bam, around and get burnt up.
I'm in the streets low key, but when I'm in the club, it's like VIP. Models and bottles on me, champagne party on everybody. Like drink and party. Drink and party. Drink and party. Everywhere I go, it's like VIP.
Hey everybody, and we are back. You're listening to Kimberly Carlisle right here on Party 93.4 and 94.9 FM in Hudson Valley. Lipstick Radio has the pleasure of having Mr. Bad Guy Fly here in the studio with us, and you just got through listening to Drink and Party, and hopefully that's exactly what that song made you do. So, we're going to ask him, how did that song come about? What's it all about?
Drink and Party, that's kind of special to me. Drinking Party, that's when I first decided to become a rapper, or as y'all call it. But my friends and I, you know, one of us had just signed a really nice deal. My boy Young Hustle, shout out to him. He signed with Cameron and Dipset West. So we were in Hollywood a lot. We had the energy going. And he and I just dropped a mixtape. And I had this new song, this new beat. And we were hanging out. It was me, Young Hustle, and my boy Uwe. We're at Uwe's house, you know, smoking, drinking, doing what, you know, rappers do or whatever. And I was like, yo, Hustle, you're not on my next mixtape. And, you know, we got this show with E-40 coming up. We don't have a club song. So we put the beat on, and Uwe starts running around dancing, you know, singing as he normally does. And he was just like, drink and party. And at the time, I didn't realize he sounded like Ray J, but you know, it sounded real good. And then he's just dancing and models and bottles on me, and everywhere I go it's like VIP, and it just worked. So I think we recorded the song like the next day. Next thing you know, we were shooting a video, and next thing you know, somebody was like, hey, I got a boat, let's hop on the boat. And Drink and Party, I don't know, it's just been circulating ever since. You know, it's good energy. It's produced by my boy Spider Tech, who does like 90% of my beats. Shout out to Spider Tech. It's just a fun song. It's high energy, and it's the soundtrack to what we were doing at the time, which was drinking and partying all in Hollywood.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I'm like, back up to the boat. Back up to the boat, because I want to get up in there. So you have a video for that song.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Okay. So before we go, you guys, we're going to make sure that he tells you where you can find all this great stuff, because he's bad. Let me tell you, he's really bad. And anyone that knows me knows that I'm really picky. I've been in this game for many years, and I am picky. I'm so sick of everybody. I got talent. Oh, I can sing. But can you sing? That's what I want to know. Can you sing? That makes the difference. So anyway, we're going to move on to the next song. We're going to go with actually self-entitled Bad Guy Fly. And we're going to come back with Mr. Bad Guy Fly and get his take on how he came about that song. So keep it locked right here on Party 93.4 and don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Party 93.4 will make you want to dance your ass off.
I'm the bad guy, so I'm bad guy fly. Keep up action, that bad guy ride. Somebody better tell Superman I'm alive. I'm the bad guy, so I'm bad guy fly. I'm the bad guy, so I'm bad guy fly. Brand new cape, dark side try. Somebody better tell Superman I'm alive.
Why did everybody hide? Cause the bad guy's in the building. Here to take women and brainwash your children from the dark side, but I'm not an evil guy. Swagger on high, cause I'm superhero fly. Didn't graduate from that superhero high. Top of my class, so they said, why? Teacher surprised by my evil reply. If you wanna play hero like De Niro, you can. Why are you surprised? I'm the bad guy. See me all black ever since you had eyes. Watched you make yours, now it's time to take mine. Depths of the tribe, me and Mr. Darkside. Keep a bad chick in that bad guy ride. Yes. Bad guy, I'm bad guy high. Motorcycle jacket as that bad guy fly. You better tell Superman I'm alive. I'm the bad guy, so I'm bad guy fly. I'm the bad guy, so I'm bad guy fly. Keep a bad bitch in that bad guy ride. Somebody better tell Superman I'm alive. I'm the bad guy, so I'm bad guy fly. I'm the bad guy, so I'm bad guy fly. Brand new cape, dark side tribe. Somebody better tell Superman I'm alive.
Didn't think that I'd return. It's the bad guy, better learn. Take over the world just so I can watch it burn. As my hand reaches up off the grave, rhyme from a page, leave your kind enslaved. I'ma admit that I'm insane. Maybe just a little bit deranged. Maybe see me swoop down on a plane. Super villain name going down in flames. Before coming for your soul, I am coming for your brain. Look into my eyes, you can't even tell if I'm alive. Kill a superhero in his prime. Immortality and crime is the reason we arrived. The adrenaline is telling me it's time. Witness the return of the dark side tribe. Taking over planets is the dark side grind. Look up in the sky, see a bad guy fly. Better run and tell Superman I'm alive. I'm the bad guy, so I'm bad guy fly. I'm the bad guy, so I'm bad guy fly. Keep a bad bitch in that bad guy ride. Somebody better tell Superman I'm alive. I'm the bad guy, so I'm bad guy fly. I'm the bad guy, so I'm bad guy fly. Brand new cape, dark side tribe. Somebody better tell Superman I'm alive.
Hey everybody, you just got through listening to Bad Guy Fly by Bad Guy Fly, who's here with me in the studio right now. You're listening to Lipstick Radio right here on Party 93.4 and 94.9 FM in New York. So hey, Mr. Bad Guy Fly, now how did that self-entitled song come about, and tell us, like, what is the thought process behind that?
Okay, well, first off, like, my name was actually D.A. Boye. You know, that's my name, Deshaun Anthony Boye. I did the song Bad Guy Fly, and once I put it out, a lot of people start calling me Bad Guy Fly, thinking I was labeling myself that. But I was talking about a mentality. I was actually at my cousin's house, hungover. We were sitting there writing. I was writing by myself. Everyone left. And the beat was on. That's another one by Spider Tech, amazing producer. The beat was on, and it just had this dark, sinister feel to it. And I just got through watching The Dark Knight. And I loved how Heath Ledger played the Joker. Like, he, it was, you know, I act as well. So I was able to appreciate the art in it all. And I took on the mentality of the Joker and wrote the song. It was, I had Superman Is Alive in my head. And then this was the sequel to that. After the story ended with that, now Bad Guy Fly is born. And it became my theme song.
Well, every villain needs a theme song, right? So, you know what? But before we move on, though, you also perform with a live band. Mm-hmm. So tell us about that, like that experience, how that came about, and like how different is that from performing with tracks? Because, you know, most rap artists is always to a track, typically, or with a DJ in the back. But how is that?
You know, for me, it's really different. I got booked to open up for Talib Kweli at the Roxy last summer, and I had to have a live band because that's what Kweli was bringing. So I scrambled and put it together, and then from there, I really learned like what I wanted to do, which was be a performing artist. The live band is different from just freestyling over a beat or, you know, somebody taking Fruity Loops and throwing some bass and some drums together. The live band, they took certain songs to the next level. It's amazing. You know, for those that got a vocabulary, it's euphoric. You know, like when I'm up there and the band's rocking and we get to like the climax in a song, I don't know, for me as an artist, the feeling's unmatched, you know. And we all want to be rock stars. You know, rap's cool, you know, just like we all want to dance, but we think we got to be too hard to dance. I can't dance. They're going to think I'm not gangster. But we all want to be rock stars. We all grew up watching these people rock, you know, hundreds of thousands of people at a time. And even if I'm in front of 20 people, what the band adds to it is just, it's an amazing feeling. You know, the bass and drum kick, that's cool. But when I go back and I watch the video, the band helps me put on an actual performance. You know, when I'm over just the tracks or with the DJ, it's a show. But when I'm with the band, it's an experience, and I love it.
Yeah, it totally takes it to a different level. That energy is there. I mean, because you got the camaraderie between everybody. And the drummer, everyone knows, the drummer is the most important person of that band.
Shout out to my drummer. My entire band is amazing. My drummer's a key element. You know, my bass player, Red. Ariel, who's on keys and bass sometimes. But Aaron, my drummer, phenomenal. I actually know him from church, like when I was like 8 years old, like, and it's crazy bumping to him. You know, music seems a small world, but my drummer's phenomenal. Like, shouts out to him. When you Google me and find anything, you'll see.
Oh yeah, I was just watching a little clip he showed me of rehearsal. First thing I said, well, who's the drummer? Who's the drummer? Because I have a lot of experience with live bands. I've been in a band growing up, and the drummer always gets my attention. You always know when you got it good because they keep it in the pocket for you. Mm-hmm. So we're going to move on. We're going to play one of his last songs that we're going to play today, which is called Click Click. And we're going to, that's actually one of my favorite songs. I know he makes this face when I bring it up, but it's all right. And we'll find out when we come back why he makes that face. So keep it locked right here. Party 93.4.
Broadcasting live on the internet at party93.4.com. And on 94.9 FM in the Hudson Valley.
Coming down. We're coming down. Dark side.
Yo. Now this here was a sister, and it was very hard to resist her. Body of a model in a red carpet picture. Straight to the point, love, I twist her. And my homeboy said, do you have a sister? Do you have a man, baby? Do you have a mister? If not, then I can pick you up like a twister. Crawly, put my hands all on your body and give you hot like a hobby. Baby, I'm sorry, I am not buying you for glory. I'm an old school player just like Atari. Hope you find a trick though, but that's another story. Gotta keep my pockets fat like Chris Farley. Yeah. And you know they can't harm me. Dark side run deep just like the army. Yeah, bet she make a good flick. Tell by the way that she switched with her body going click, 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 click. Paparazzi pictures going click, click, like click, 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 click. Posing on them like click, click, like click, 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 click.
artsy bitches going click, click, like click, click, yep. Click, 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 posing on the like click. Now this here was a ball chick out in Hollywood on my job tips, me on the carpet, and she was on my Johnson, fresh like I came from the slums. Said, bro, yeah, what you do? I said, baby, I'm an artist, yes, and I'm trying my hardest. Know you with the biz, we ain't gotta do the talking. Seen her on a catwalk, walk, body like something I should have. I'm a Crenshaw flossing, yeah. And the homegirls gorgeous, all pop bottles like they said no vouchers. No matter what, baby, got what it's costing. Her mama look good, young milf ain't lost it, yeah. And I keep her for the toss, and I'm only 5'10", can't do it too often, yeah. Cause she is way over 6, but she got a real nice switch with her body going click, 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 click. Paparazzi pictures going click, click, like click, 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 click. Posing on them like click, click, like click, 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 click. Paparazzi pictures going click, click, like click, 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 click. Posing on them like click, click.
We are back. You have just listened to Click Click by Bad Guy Fly, who Lipstick Radio proudly has in the studio today. You're listening to Party 93.4, and for those of you in New York, you're hitting us up on 94.9 FM in the Hudson Valley. Hey, listen, Click Click, as I mentioned before we went away, I like that song, but he always makes this little giggle when I bring up that song. So we're going to find out why. So, why?
But you know what, like, I was in a different, you know, for those that know me and have followed me throughout my career, you know, I started in the fashion industry, you know, shouts out to Laguna Beach, Toxic Waste Clothes, and Busy Bee, a bunch of other people, Sean John. That song was written, I was at fashion shows, and, you know, I didn't wake up and say I really want to be a musician yet. I was still dabbling in it, but I got tired of being at fashion shows and not hearing my music. So I wrote something for the fashion show, for the DJs to play it, and it actually worked. Yet the song ended up being like, I would say, you know, you take like that high school photo, you know, at the 1 hour photo, you know, you and your homies and y'all like pose, and then somebody brings it out 10 years later and you're like, oh, why would you do that? You know, but at the same time, that was still you. You know, that's still you in that photo. That was still me on that track. You know, I'm still that artist. In my opinion, I'm still dope. So I still got off on it. I still made a great song. So although I've grown, it's still me. So I'm accepting of it. But that face is like, that's before I was Bad Guy Fly.
But it's a good song. I don't care. It's kind of one of those songs that you can always play and it's still banging. Mm-hmm. You know, it has that kind of feel to it. But, you know, I was highly offended when. No, it's not you. Okay, cool. What's this artist? The I don't know. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm a little slow on these people. Who's got that song Click? Because when I heard that, because I'm like, hey, I'm like, wait a minute. And, you know, no disrespect. I didn't like his song. I'm sorry. A lot of people do. And maybe I'm being a little biased because I heard yours first. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry. Yours was way more clever.
Thank you.
So, you know, and that's the thing. Everyone knows that Lipstick Radio is actually working right now to hold a contest. Mm. And we're working with AG, and we're going to try and actually have it right here in the quad of LA Live. Mm. I'm looking for the next, like, real rap artist. Because for me, rap artist means that you have the vocabulary skills. You don't fill up the whole sentence or 90% of the sentence with curse words. You actually have a play on words. Now, although my man cusses, which is Eminem, he's bad. Because he can do it without cussing if you ask him. You know, and I actually know someone that can just spill things right off the bat, off the cuff. And that's, to me, that's what you have as well. And that's important. Because you know what? Anybody can get a bomb beat and rap over it. Right. We had the rapping, what was that? The rapping Duke and the rapping Grandpa at one point.
The
yeah. You know what I'm saying? The beat at that time was, you know, everybody was playing it. So it was cool because it's not really like, oh my God, I got to listen to what he's saying that made the record great. It was really the beat. So I really like people that can make me want to purchase it for two things. Not just the beat, but what he's saying and how he's putting it.
You know what? I would say a lot of things come down to substance. You know, I'm actually, you know, I'm a fan of Kanye West and his whole movement and everything they do. Jay as well. And with this song, Click, I think for people like you who've heard my song prior to that one, a lot of things I do are conceptual. Like Click, Click, that song is about, you know, the fashion show. It's about meeting certain type of females. I speak on the catwalk and what she's wearing and how she makes me feel and these things. While another song, like their song, Click, it's just talking about their clique, you know, them balling out, how they're untouchable, which is dope. You know, we relate to that. We all want to rhyme with them and talk about ain't nobody messing with my clique either. You know, but I think what separates a lot of songs in regards to longevity is the concept itself. When I write these songs, Superman is alive. There's a picture that goes with it. There's a visual that you gather with your own imagination. Same thing with Bad Guy Fly, Drink and Party. You know, although Drink and Party has the video, maybe them pictures on the boat. But when I wrote it, I didn't write, I'm in a club, I'm drinking, throwing money, we partied. No, I told you, you know, we pulled up, we did this, this is what we're doing. You know, I'm sharing my lifestyle with you. I'm not just stunting on you. And I think that's what people can gravitate to, and they'll grow with you, because when you're relatable, people like you, they're interested, and they ask about you. When you haven't seen someone in a long time, you ask, hey, where's Bad Guy? How's he been doing? What's going on with him? You know, it's not like, oh yeah, I remember that song, but on to the next. You know, people grow with you, they hold on to you, and they never let you go. And when you write for that purpose, when you think deeply before you put that pen to the pad, people will love you and appreciate you, even if you're 40. Which I'm far from. I'm far from. I'm not even 30 yet, so I'm not even up there. So
sure he is. No, just kidding.
Sure.
No, but that's, and you know what, and that's the type of thought process I appreciate and I look for in an artist, because to me that makes the difference between somebody that's trying to, you know, do something for some quick money, some quick fame, some quick ass, because that's typically what I mean, it's the truth, you know. And we had this conversation on our Lipstick Radio After Dark show a couple of weeks ago, and my thing is, yeah, I don't mind. Oh, you got to. We definitely have you on. And because we were talking about that, and you know, it's cool. Whenever you have a little fame or a little notoriety, you're always going to be chased. That's a given. It's just going to happen. But you know, what I was saying was, you know, if you're trying to utilize this career specifically just to chase, then you ain't got no game in the first place, because you should be able to pull panties. Without that, you get what I'm saying? Either you're gonna pull it or you don't. And as simple as that. And if you need money or fame to be able to do that, then we know what type of women you're gonna get, which is why we have the songs Hoes and all that stuff.
Yeah, you know, like, it's crazy, people get caught up in the image, you know. Like, I remember, you know, there's no shame in my game. I remember we're doing major shows in Hollywood, you know, rest RP to the Key Club, because they shut that down. But I remember doing, I remember doing major shows at the Key Club, and, you know, the crowd's rocking with us. I get off stage, my boys gotta act like security to keep women off me, because they're literally trying to rip my clothes off me. Not knowing that 5 minutes after we left the venue, my boy dropped me off at the bus stop, and I caught the bus home that night. You know, like, they don't see that. They don't see that, not knowing I was sleeping on the homie's couch. You know, now I got a huge house in Vegas. Like, you know, we live cool. You see, I'm on an independent tour with my own label. Like, you know, I paid dues. But even back then, without a dollar in my pocket, I couldn't even buy myself a sip of a drink. You know, and girls were throwing themselves at me. So it's gonna come. You know, you don't have to do it solely for that. You really need to ask yourself, what do you want out of it? For me, it's not about a million records. It's not about being on your TV or your radio. It's about seeing the world. It's about reaching people. It's about, I'm a performing artist. You know, I'm a rapper, but I'm a performing. There's a difference, you know, and everybody has a different lane and a different goal. So I don't know. Like my overall message is, do what you love. You know, a lot of these people get caught up in the material things, the cars. You know, we were, like, you just saw, there's a lovely Pearl Benz downstairs that we're going to hop in and roll out in right now. You know, like I said, I live in a nice house. I have jewelry on, but none of these things equate happiness. I take this off and I go home by myself. When I lay in my bed, all I have is me. So if I'm not happy with me, then none of it means anything, especially the panties. Because once I'm done with the panties, I want the panties to put themselves on and leave. Unless I'm in love with those panties, and I'll probably hand wash those panties myself and put them back on the owner of the panties.
See how slick he is? That's what I'm saying. Mr. Smooth.
Hey, good time.
I don't know. It sounds like another song coming to me. I don't know.
Well, you know, I do have a song called Sex on the Pill because, you know, we are edited and, you know, we're watched right now. You know, Big Brother's watching. Yeah. You can find that on the internet, Sex on the Pill. That's for free. That's also produced by Spotty Tay. His name comes up a lot because he does a lot.
Yes, he does. He is pretty talented. So, but in closing, we need to know where to find Bad Guy Flies. So, you know, we're about to close out of this wonderful interview. It has been an absolute pleasure. But we want to, you know, let everybody know where, because we already know Twitter, Facebook, but we're going to make sure he gives you, like, all the details. So, go.
All right, well, with that being said, I'll say one thing I learned from Puffy in the brief time that I worked for him, which we'll say that story for another interview. That man is everywhere at once. So you can't find me in person unless you come to a show. So your best bet is to find me online. I always tweet Bad Guy Fly. That's Twitter / Bad Guy Fly, Facebook / Bad Guy Fly, Instagram Bad Guy Fly. I actually own my name. A lot of y'all need to get into trademarking and paperwork and things of that nature. That's why I'm the only Bad Guy Fly, you know. So find me. Feel free to hit me up. It's actually me. I don't have some little nerd holding my phone that tweets for me. It's the real Bad Guy Fly. You know, I may offend you, and it may happen, but that's me sharing me with you and being open and honest and comfortable enough with me. So I want to thank Lipstick Radio, Miss Carlisle. You know, I want to thank everybody for listening and having me. Hopefully I brought y'all something you enjoyed. If you didn't learn anything, then you probably didn't pay attention close enough.
That's okay. They can just download this if they missed it and play it again. Like Dr. Phil says, you know, you need to play it at 10 times so you can get it. You know? So, you know, download the show, play it 10 times, share with 10 people, and then 10 people more, and then, you know, just keep going. You know, you know what to do. Well, we want to thank Mr. Bad Guy Fly for stopping by and hanging out with us today. I certainly enjoyed it. So, any last thoughts before we leave our fans?
Last thoughts. If your friends rap and they suck, tell them so they quit. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. They're wasting time. They, you know, they're feeding their kids Top Ramen, eating off the dollar menu when they can get the whole combo instead of daddy wasting money on studio time. But I want to give a shout out to my crew, the Dark Side Tribe. We're also labeled Dark Side West. That's Crook, Mr. Dark Side, Young Dip. It's Mr. Chop. That's Yak. If I'm forgetting anybody, don't get mad at me. Shout out to my boy Brendan Jers, Young Chap, and all the rappers I know. Just holla at me and all the beautiful ladies that treat me so nice.
See, you know, he always has to end it with that swag, right? All right, you guys, we're going to get out of here. I certainly hope you enjoyed it today. You've been listening to Kimberly Carlisle right here on Lipstick Radio on Party 93.4 and 94.9 FM in the Hudson Valley. And our special guest today, Mr. Bad Guy Fly. Yeah. And we will have him back again, so he ain't going nowhere far. Trust me. So don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here. We've got more music coming up for you. And some more goodies to tell you about what's happening with our new lineup, because you know it is the 1st of July. And what does that mean for Lipstick Radio? That means that we're starting our new format today, and we have done so with Mr. Bad Guy Fly, who has kicked off our Indie Given Monday. So keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Broadcasting live on the internet at party934.com and on 94.9 FM in the Hudson Valley.
Dark side, West. Chuck Taylor, I'm in my all-star Taylor. I'm in my Chuck Taylor. Chuck Taylor, I'm in my all-star Taylor. I'm in my Chuck Taylor. I'm in my Chuck Taylor. Ladies, are you looking for? Yeah, well, it's time to get busy. Coming to the stage, so tips. And as soon as a kick, it's about to get fizzy. It's me putting monsters in the air. Keep it right, girl. You can call me John Mayer. Kobe. Rippers in LA like a player. And I got like the mayor. And I got game. Wave like I'm on a campaign. Ride through the West End, day John Wayne. Then write checks for it so I don't bang. Till then, it's a dark side day. Tribe not gay. Couple white fees and a flipper. And my skinny jeans got the automatic zipper. Now all I need's one more Reggie Miller. Baby, that's a swisher.
Chuck Taylor. I'm villain in my all-star Taylor. I'm in my Chuck Taylor. I'm in your Chuck Taylor. I'm in my all-star Taylor.
I'm yeah. This is bad guy swag. Flat fitted cap represents the land. Chain swing on a V-neck like it's mad. Spike in my lip, tattoo to the sack. Old checks with my new autograph. And I got cash. So my inamigos getting mad. Weigh a buck 50, but I'm busy with the jazz. Motorcycle jacket and I'm ready for the ad. Let her ride if she like to go fast. And get busy. Heard that I'm 5150. Whole lot of Rick James of the city. Good in the clutch, shift like an F-50. Getting next to some brand new Drizzy. That's me, out in LV with a strip. Yep. And my skinny jeans got the automatic zipper. Now all I need is a little more filler. To the hook, come back like a kip
chop. Taylor. I'm villain in my all-star Taylor. I'm in my Chuck Taylor. I'm in your Chuck Taylor. Chuck Taylor. Chuck Taylor. I'm villain in my all-star Taylor. I'm in my Chuck Taylor. I'm in your Chuck Taylor.
Hey everybody, I certainly hope you have enjoyed this program today. We had two wonderful interviews. First off was Andrea Sirtash, and ending this was Bad Guy Fly. And of course, if you missed it, you really missed something special. But no worries, you can go over to party934.com or lipstick-radio.com and listen to the replay. Hey, listen, don't forget, if you really love what we do here on Independent Radio, visit us at party934.com, click on that donation button, and you know what to do. That helps us keep it going. And as independent artists out there trying to make their way in and bring you this good music, they need the exposure, thus we need the donations. So make it happen. I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you so much for tuning in for this special two-hour show. Up next, we've got Kingston, and she's going to smooth it out for you. We're going to go out with Mr. Warren G and the Dog Pound Next Generation, and that is My Teddy Bear. I always call him the teddy bear, but Dangerous Rob. That's exactly who that is. And I cannot wait till you guys tune in. Oh, and before I go, we're going to have a new look for our website too. So, or new additions, should I say. So, look for that. Don't go anywhere. Listen to the last two songs, and I will see you next Monday. Peace.
Party 93.4. Nobody produces independent, non-traditional radio quite like us.
This need a beat.
That's Mr. Murder from the game.
gator, we gon' scrap you out. And that's your triple pack of drink and we gon' tap you out.
Yeah, I'm running, gunning, making it happen. I got the passion of a pastor with the force of a magnet. This is dog pound, homie, feel the gangster mission. Got the game, get the grip, tapping out of submission. Cave down, I got the bread in my hands. In a bind, out the ball, better call an ambulance. Got them leaning in the stands, they don't want it no more. By the time I hit the floor, they face down on the floor.
Truckload, Smokey and the Bandit. Drones out of hat, the app is tapping on the camera. I'm a wobble, but you better not fall. Got these shakers on tilt, tapping all against the wall. Tap out. Real cousin, this ain't UFC. We're talking blow. Tap out. It's a G thing. Play and look around you. Ain't no gangsters in the world. I party like the pound. Tap out. In my eyes. Right till my speech blur, right till I can't see, walk till my feet hurt. Work hard, play hard, be hard, stay hard. 30 seconds, can't stand this, and I'm a paid star. Racking up at these rookies trying to hang with me. 30 purple golfers in the zone. If I'm crazy, dick, ballers pull your racks out. G's pull your straps out. Prank pop, start, roll, smoke, take a tap out. On the weekend, I start about noon. Man, all the homies tapped out before soon. As I wake up, breakfast with mimosas. Live life to the fullest, like a rock star is a poster. Drink more bottles in the baby, I love vodka. That great goose to have you walking like a toddler. Yeah, spinning like the world, you about to pass out. Give it up, you should quit, don't it tap out.
I'm a truckload, Smokey and the Bandit. Drones out of hat, the app is tapping on the camera. Tap out. Wobble, wobble, but you better not fall. Got these shakers on tilt, tapping on against the wall. Tap out. Real cousin, this ain't UFC. We're talking blow. Tap out. It's a G thing. Play and look around you. Ain't no gangsters in the world. I'm party like a car. Tap out.
That's super sticky. Through the licious lick, all the homies tap out so quickly. Get it right, talking choke. Smoke coming out of my nose. I'm getting lit with all my folks. Taking shots and with my throat. I do it for the G, man. Yeah, it's the G thing. We party hard while watching all these bros do that G thing. We act so cool, I thought you knew. Get drunk, get drunk, that's what we do. They back and two, get raw, that loot. If you tap on that bitch, you lose. Go for that goose, that's that roof. If you fall off, that's on you. You bout to hurl, I might be too. But still, I wanna hit that fruit. We VIP, we 50 deep. We ball until we fall asleep. We hungry, so we trying to eat. Get back up, this I'm deep.
Tap out. I'm a truckload, Smokey and the Bandit. Drones out of hat, the app is tapping on the camera. Tap out. Wobble, wobble, but you better not fall. Got these shakers on tilt, tapping all against the wall. Tap out. Real cousin, this ain't UFC. We talking blow. Tap out. It's a G thing. Play and look around you. Ain't no gangsters in the world. I party like the pound. Tap out. Tap out.
Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E. So I could get some phones rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to figure better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town. I would fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn.